Hachette Audio presents Murder is a Fine Art. Written by David Morrell. Read by Matthew Wolf. To Robert Morrison and Greville Lindop for guiding my journey into all things Thomas De Quincey. Introduction. At first glance, it seems odd that mid-Victorian England, known for its tightly controlled emotions, became obsessed with a new type of fiction called the novel of sensation. When Wilkie Collins published The Woman in White in 1860, he set off what Victorian critics called a sensation mania that satisfied the cravings of a diseased appetite, a virus spreading in all directions. This shocking new fiction had its roots in Gothic novels of the previous century, with the difference that sensation novelists set their stories not in ancient, brooding castles, but instead in the very real homes and neighbourhoods of Victorian England. Darkness didn't come from the supernatural. Rather, it festered in the hearts of supposedly respectable public figures, whose private lives hid dismaying secrets. Insanity, incest, rape, blackmail, infanticide, arson, drug abuse, poison, sadomasochism, and necrophilia. These were some of what sensation novelists insisted were concealed behind the Victorian veneer of decorum and reserve. Upon closer inspection, the mid-Victorian mania for sensation makes sense as a reaction to the rigidly controlled emotions of that era. It's difficult to exaggerate the degree to which middle and upper-class Victorians